Elevated sea surface temperatures in the equatorial Pacific, characteristic of El Niño, have been present for months. But National Weather Service Climate Science and Services Manager Rick Toman says until recently there's been no link to the atmosphere.
That's what's changed. The atmosphere is now starting to respond in a more typical El Niño fashion.
Toman says that means consistent deep tropical thunderstorm activity along the equator from southwest of Hawaii east to South America. But he adds summer impacts to North America are generally not very strong.
It's really when we start to get into the autumn that big tropical thunderstorms can start to affect the jet stream flow and potentially affect our weather.
That said, Toman expects El Niño will extend already warmer than normal sea temperatures along the west coast in Alaska. As far as likely weather impacts in the state next winter, Toman points to general trends.
El Niño winters for Alaska tend to be relatively mild. Precipitation tends to be above normal along the Gulf Coast, but the interior tends to tilt dry.
Toman adds that the impact of El Niño hinges on its strength, something meteorologists don't have a handle on yet. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.